1970s we came here, played Brussels. First time in Liège. Did you say fit?
Yeah! In good shape, eh, Peter?
Well, I wouldn't say that. I'm not a complete human being, but...
He's in better shape than he was 2 years ago.
Yeah, he's all right. Strong as
yeah, strong.
I just can't go on living from day to day.
Like most people, when they get to our age, retire and go around the world, whereas we're going around the world doing what we really love, you know. It's great.
We're going to so many countries we didn't go to in the 70s.
You know, there's not many bands that get together after 26 years, so quite proud of ourselves.
And the same members as well, same four, all still alive and all doing well.
A lot of new material, and we're about to record an album.
Thank you very much, thank you. Peter Perret, good evening.
Good evening.
Alors, you know, there is a French singer called Pierre Perret.
Someone gave me a record of his about 30 years ago. I didn't know he was still alive, but yeah, I was aware of it, yeah.
Alan Mayer, good evening. So you are the bassist and you've got a great backing voice.
Oh, thank you very much. Nice to hear it. We never used to sing that much the first time because it was female vocals that were on the album, so it was harder to immediately take those parts. But now all the new material is, you know, there's backup vocals on most of them.
I can't live without the girl I love. There's no point living in this world when she's gone. I'll wait
for you. You did farming, Mike?
Yes, in the 80s, in Wales.
He's someone who likes the smell of manure. That's what happens when you're a farmer.
Is the 80s your enemy?
It's not my favourite decade. It's certainly not my favourite decade.
They didn't like guitar, John.
That was my theory, yes. I've written about this on MySpace.
In the audience, there were mainly men, but there are also people who are there in search for an authentic music, an authentic band.
Yeah, I mean, we came from a time when you could either play, you know, two guitars, bass and drums, either you could play or you couldn't, so there was no machinery for faking it. One of the things that's great about the gigs is the new songs and the old songs fit together seamlessly. When you go and see bands who've reformed, often the new material is nowhere near as good as the old songs, but the new songs that we're doing in the set seem to go down as well or even better.
It's the best job in the world, no? To be in a band.
It was. It used to be. In the late 70s, it was great. I wouldn't recommend it to any kids now, though. You know, it's too much of a business now. Late 70s, it was fun. There was a passion for music amongst everyone, the journalists, everyone. But it's very much business now.
We wouldn't do it unless there was passion involved. You know, we've never ever played for money or for fame. It's always been for the passion.
To break an empty shell. We want to go to India. We've got a friend in Paris who's going to set up a tour of India, which we'll film and release, major cinematic release.
Thanks a lot, the only ones.
Thank you. Yay. Yay.
You have performed and recorded with Johnny Thunders.
Four of us, in fact.
I did the Copycats album with him and all of his studio albums afterwards. I played guitar on them. Johnny was a good friend of ours and we miss him.
We played, Peter and Alan and I played with Johnny in a band in London.
When he broke the Heartbreakers up, he asked me if I'd help him out doing some gigs, and so used Alan and Kelly. You got a bit bored with it after a while, didn't you?
I just did that first.
So we had different bass players. Sid Vicious was a bass player, one of the gigs at the Speakeasy. Because, until he realised he wasn't plugged in, it went well. And then after that, we did a great album. You know, Can't Put Your Arms Around a Memory. Some great songs on that album. The only worrying thing is that I'm the only male that sang on that album that's still alive. Everyone else died years ago, like Johnny, Steve Marriott, Phil Lynott. So I think I've got the mark of death on me.